Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing and founder of The Tall Company. I hope you guys are enjoying your Tuesday morning so far. Today's going to be a very positive day, no matter what, because you're going to make it that way. I wanted to say thank you for all those who have been reaching out and supporting and just trying to help us out as much as possible with The Tall Company. You guys are truly appreciated. I can't tell you how much you mean to me, because I can't do it alone, and my team is already stressed enough, so I don't want to put any more on their plate than I have to. So I like the fact that the community is taking effort in helping the Tall Company. We also had the ability to put one of our head people that was in Tent Town, we got him a job. So that's amazing to see the progress from him being in Tent Town to having his own apartment to working now. It's a beautiful thing. So that's the goal that we're trying to do for every person we reach. So it is all of us that's making this happen. So thank you guys. I cannot take credit for anything. I am just a vessel. Nothing more, nothing less. But today I am going to talk about the dangers of doubt. A lot of us doubt ourselves. A lot of us doubt what we're going to do in our future. That is deadly. It's like literally putting poison in your food every time you eat. So that's what today is going to be about. How we're going to keep away from doubts. All right, as usual, you know I will get to you guys right after these messages. All right, thank you so much for listening to those messages. I truly appreciate each and every one of you for all the things that you guys do. Supporting my nonprofit, various brands that I work with. I mean, you guys are truly amazing. Can't do it without you. I mean, that's the whole purpose. I'm here to connect all of us. So thank you. So, the dangers of doubt. Doubt really is just fear of the unknown. Second guessing yourself, not having confidence. And doubt can be extremely dangerous. It's like saying that you want to take a swim across a lake or a stream, but you put on an anchor around your neck. We know that you are not going to make it to your destination, and more than likely, you're probably going to drown. That's what doubt is. Doubt is like wearing an anchor around your neck. It just holds you down. And every time you think that you can lift up or you're getting up, that doubt will bring you right back down to the bottom. So, doubt is something that we need to get rid of. We need to be fearless. And one way to do that is just by having confidence. And confidence is something that's, it's tricky. Because it's not something that you automatically have. Some people do, some people don't. But you can all truly build confidence in yourself. And it's really, it's not that hard. It's kind of simple. The first thing you need is just get things done. Confidence is all about accomplishments. So when you accomplish your goals, when you do something and it actually, you go through it and you finish it, you feel confident about it. It's something that drives you. It builds you up. So you need to make sure that you're getting things done. It doesn't matter if you're the most successful person in the world. You getting things done will make you the most successful person in the world. And what you need to do after you get things done is monitor your progress. Because the best way to reach your goals, whether they're big or small, is just to break them down into smaller goals and then monitor your progress along the way. Make weekly assessments. Ask yourself how you're doing. Look at what you're accomplishing and what you're not. I personally do it every day. I can't afford to wait till the end of the week to see how I'm doing. Every morning I wake up and I ask myself, how am I doing? What goals are getting hit? What can I accomplish today? So you have to monitor your progress. Like any business, you always look at your analytics. You need to look at the analytics of your life. What are you doing? What can you change? What can you be better at? And then another thing that you need to do is make sure that you're always doing the right thing. It's easy to doubt yourself if you're doing something scam, you're scamming people, or you're doing things, you know, crooked, you're going, taking a shortcut. You got to do the right thing. If it takes a little longer, takes a little more money, do the right thing. It always will pay off. Always, 110%. So don't cut corners. Make sure you're doing the right thing. Make sure what you're fighting for is the right thing. It's not something that's bogus, or something that's hurting people, or is taking money from people, or is not a good service. You got to be doing the right thing, guys. Next, you need to exercise, man. And exercise doesn't necessarily mean you need to be at the gym or you need to be on this regimen, but you need to exercise both your brain and your body. It could be just some simple waking up and stretching, doing a couple of jumping jacks, just get the blood flowing. You got to keep that brain moving, because when it sits still, that muscle just sits still. It gets weak, soft, and it just takes the laziest route to everything. And that's where doubt comes in. Another thing you need to do is be fearless. There's no room for the weak when it comes to your goals. No one's gonna fight like you. No one's gonna fight for your goals. It's your dream. It's your business. So you have to go out there like a soldier, willing to lay your body down on the line for your dream. You have to be fearless. If it's something that you are passionate about, then you should be willing to give everything for it, no matter what. You also may need to stand up for yourself. There's really no may about it, because there's going to be so many doubters. There's going to be so many haters. There's going to be so many people to say that you're crazy for what you're trying to do. And you need to be able to say, no, I'm not. And I'm going to accomplish my goals. And just sit back and watch. You have to be confident. You have to take that stand, because when you stand tall, people see it. And they'll back down and be like, oh, my bad. You know what? Let me see what you got. You know what? I do want to spend my money with you, because if you stand in for your product like that, that must mean it's a good product. So stand up for yourself, guys. And make sure you follow through. You have to follow through with everything that you're saying you're going to do. It don't necessarily, deadlines, I'm a big deal with deadlines, but sometimes they get moved. But just make sure you follow through. Do not give up. Do not, flicker out. I need that flame to be burning bright at all times, and I need you to just go through. Never stop. Just get it done, no matter what the cost is. And the most important thing about confidence, who cares what other people think? Oh, we so caught up in trying to impress and look good and be amazing for everyone else but ourselves. We have to get rid of that people pleaser mentality. Yes, we have to look out for others, but it's not our job to please them. People should please themselves. So don't care what other people think. Don't care what they got to say. There's going to be so many doubters. That's what happens when you're following your dreams, because most people are hamster wheel runners. They need structure. They need stability. They need consistency. They need to be able to see it in order for them to believe it. But if that was the case, none of the Fortune 500, multi-billion dollar, trillion dollar industries would exist. Pretty sure the person just set the internet and said, yeah, man, we need the internet. That's what everybody's going to do. You can stay communicate. I don't need to communicate with people across the world. What do I care about them? Everybody has a hater or a doubter. shake them. They are there to distract you. They are there to bring you doubt because they doubt themselves. Doubt is infectious. When you have doubt, the people you are around will have doubts. And it just continues on. So we got to crush doubt with confidence. I believe in every one of you because I know that there is nothing that can stop you from hitting your goal. Nothing. See, people accomplish amazing things every day in horrible circumstances. Some of us, our circumstances ain't nowhere near horrible. So we have plenty of time, plenty of effort, plenty of resources, plenty of everything to get our goals accomplished. The only thing holding us back, guess what? Doubt. So today is Tuesday. I need you guys to make it a goal today not to doubt yourself, not to be fearful, and I need you to be confident because I know you can do it. There is nothing stopping you other than your own imagination. Sometimes we hit obstacles. Obstacles are nothing but just things to step over. You got to strengthen yourself. Because when you get to your goal, guess what? It's going to be a new one to hit. And it's going to have its own new obstacles. Strengthen your calves. Strengthen your core. Strengthen your arms. Strengthen your legs. Because you need these obstacles so you can pick them up, move them out the way, get stronger for the next one. So be confident, guys. I love you. I know you can do it. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing, founder of The Tall Company. I hope you guys have an amazing day, but I already know you are, because you ain't gonna doubt it. I have no doubts about it. Love you guys. Have a good one.